"What did you learn?" he asked the scout. "Nothing good. Shenra's sensors were tripped by a small patrol. I shadowed it for a while before the sentries cut them all down. It'll certainly alert the enemy to our presence here."
"We knew the word-bearers would find us eventually. What else?"
"In addition to their legionaries, which I believe are significant in number, they also have many cultists. Seeds were sown here long before we arrived on the word-bearers' heels. The cults control most of Ranos now, and more Stormbirds are coming in from other parts of the city to reinforce the legionaries already on the ground. They are mustering close to this district, too many for us to engage."
Numion cursed under his breath.
"Vulcan's merciful wrath."
He did not want to abort the mission, but it wasn't too late to signal to the Fire Arc waiting in high orbit. If they moved now, they could reach the gunships and their cruiser. But what then?
"There was something else, too," Pergellan said, arresting Numion from his thoughts.
Numion narrowed his eyes.
"More good news. Someone was watching." "They saw you?"
"Not us. They were watching their allies get gunned down by the sentries."
"Friendlies?"
"Nope, I don't think so. They disabled the tarantulas. Shenra and I left shortly after that. I think they may have caught our trail from the warehouse and followed us."
"So, in all likelihood, they are coming here."
"Yes."
Numion's face darkened. They had spent some time choosing a secure location to act as a base of operations. This district was mostly deserted. The gunships were far away, well outside the habitable zone. It was believed that at the edge of the city they would remain largely unnoticed by the enemy until they chose to act. Much of their plan hinged on this assumption.
"Any sign of their cleric?"
Numion asked. Pergellan shook his head.
"No."
The salamander grew stern.
"We've seen this before, brother. We failed at Viralis."
As he spoke the name of this world, an image of corpse-filled streets, bodies defiled and mutilated in service to dark powers, came back to him. The traitors had left something else behind, too. The few survivors had been greatly changed. Human no longer. They had become things. Monsters sleeved in flesh that had crawled into mortal vessels and hollowed them out from within. The people of Viralis, an entire colony, were people no longer. Something else had taken their place, wearing them as a man might wear a suit.
"We were too late for them,"
Numion said grimly.
"We're not too late for Traoris," said Pergellan. "The cleric will die, but without the element of surprise, we will need to draw him out. We won't fail, Numion."
"Ever since Istvan, since Vulcan,"
Numion faltered. Pergellan gripped his shoulder.
"You told me you believe he still lives, Numion. Don't abandon your faith in that belief."
"I haven't, even if I am the only one. I wish bitterly, though, that there were some sign, anything, to give us hope."
Again he reminded himself he could not trust the prisoner.
"I have never felt this before, this doubt that I feel now."
"I have lost my progenitor. His body lies headless amongst a field of our dead. You give me hope now. I follow you as my captain. You gave us all a purpose beyond vengeful fatalism. If you must believe in something, believe in that."
Numion smiled wearily, but honestly.
"I do. I hold to it. How many times I wished I had died on Istvan V with my brothers, and instead ended up here, trying to make sense of this madness, trying to do something that still matters. This, here, now, this matters."
Numion nodded, finding strength. The iron hand released his grip as the need for it faded.
I assume we are not staying here, he said.
Numion shook his head.
This place is compromised. We are moving.
Will you inform the Fire Arc?
No. It's possible atmospheric communication could be intercepted. Then the Zealots really will know where to come and kill us.
Then I'll summon our quartermaster to come and break down our gear.
Thank you, brother. Tell Domados I'll be in the vehicle yard.
What's to be done with the human?
He comes with us. He's keeping secrets.
Couldn't Hryak prize his mind open and wrench them out?
If we wanted him dead, I dare say he could. He's watching him now.
And do we not want the human dead, I mean? He's a liability and will slow us down.
Numion shook his head.
You are a cold breed, you iron hands.
I saved your life, didn't I?
Now the salamander laughed, though Pagellan wasn't making a joke.
You did, yes. I want to speak to the human again. He knows something. Besides, the cleric wants him. We might be able to use that.
So he's not a prisoner at all, then,
said Pergellan.
He's bait, and you say I'm cold.
Numion replied without humour.
I'm pragmatic, brother, and I will do anything to kill this word-bearer cleric.
Even if it means our lives and the life of this man?
Yes, even that. I would sacrifice all of it to stop them, to prevent another Viralis.
And that, Artellus, is why I saved you.
The two warriors parted, the Iron Hand headed for the printing works where they were holding the prisoner. As Numion returned to the vehicle yard, he tried to remain focused on his address to the other legionaries, but two words kept repeating in his mind. He barely dared to hope they were true.
Vulcan lives.